Heroin overdoses kill one Australian every day and have claimed the lives of tens of thousands in recent decades. But it's hoped that a new community program will stop some of these preventable deaths. For the first time, the families and friends of drug users in the ACT will be trained to administer an overdose antidote. From Canberra, Adrian Francis reports.
So if you're not able to rouse them, so you need to like perhaps pinch their earlobes, call their name, if they're not responding, they need help.
Hundreds of dependent drug users, their families and friends will receive resuscitation and emergency training like this over the next 2 years. They'll also learn how to administer the prescription drug naloxone.
An opioid overdose blocks the signals to the brain telling the person to breathe. So the naloxone reverses those effects and the body realises it needs to breathe again.
Nicole Wiggins manages the Canberra Alliance for Harm Minimisation and Advocacy.
But I'm feeling like for the first time, like really excited that perhaps there's a hope for drug users in the community.
54-year-old Judith Byrne is part of the injecting drug use community.
Like we've had people throwing drug users out of their cars when they've overdosed, out of their houses because they're so frightened. There's nothing they can do, so they end up dying because they didn't have like a little vial of naloxone that would save their lives.
She's also lost people close to her.
If we'd had it, my brother Justin wouldn't have died. He died when he was in his late 30s. He'd been injecting drug user for over 20 years and became a poly drug user when we had a heroin drought. The ambulance service used to give him naloxone regularly because he overdosed so often. Because Justin probably lived for 4 years longer than he would have if the ambulance hadn't given him naloxone.
Overdose deaths often leave friends and family feeling guilty and powerless.
The shame that Justin had about being a drug user was just so intense that he often used to use alone, particularly when he'd been using other drugs. And no one should have to die alone because they're ashamed of the drug they take.
The increased availability of this overdose antidote, couldn't it also, though, lead to a spike and increase in drug use in the community?
Oh, God, I'm so sick of that. No, it just doesn't happen. The percentage of people who use injecting drugs has remained the same for nearly 200 years. It's a minority of people who want to go there who will ever go there. And those people still have to be looked after. No one's going to go, oh, my God, naloxone's around, let's use heroin. It's absolutely insane to think that.
Under the Canberra Initiative, the government will pay for the drug and GPs will prescribe it.
Adrian Francis.